If you're really serious about growing your business, then there will likely be a time when you need to outsource some of your business tasks because it becomes too much to do it all on your own. But whether you're ready to outsource right now or whether it's in your future planning, there are ways you can organize yourself in your business right now so you're right ready when the time comes. I'm Becca Poutney, wedding business marketing expert, speaker, and blogger, and you're listening to the Wedding Pros Who Are Ready to Grow podcast. I'm here to share with you actionable tips, strategies, and real-life examples to help you take your wedding business to the next level. If you are an ambitious wedding business owner that wants to take your passion and use it to build a profitable, sustainable business doing what you love, then you're in the right place. Let's get going with today's episode. As you may know by now, I run the Wedding Pro Agency as part of my business. We have a whole bank of clients that we work with, from regular social posting for them to building them nurture email sequences. We even send monthly email campaigns and sometimes even website updates and builds. I love working with all of these clients, but whenever I'm onboarding a new client, there are certain things that I need and the agency needs. So if you're prepared for that, the whole process becomes a whole lot easier and a whole lot less time consuming for you. And what often I find is that when you're ready to outsource, you need the help right then, right there. So you don't have the time to go back and do all of these processes. So today I'm going to share with you some of the processes that if you implement them now in your business and update them going forward, it's going to make outsourcing a whole lot easier for you in the future. So step one is that you need a brand guide. Whenever we take on a new customer into our business as part of the Wedding Pro Agency, the first thing we're going to ask you for is your brand guide. This is because each and every one of our clients has a completely different brand, and so we can't do things in the same way. And in order to make it as effective as possible and to make the transition really smooth so that your social media followers, for example, don't realize that now it's not you posting that content, it's us as the Wedding Pro Agency pretending to be you, then we need to keep it as accurate as possible. So when we are asking you for a brand guide, there are a couple of things that we need to know. And if you have this all together in a document, it's going to make life a whole lot easier rather than scrabbling around to find it. So first thing you need to do in your business is make a brand guide. So that brand guide should be a PDF document or a document that includes all of the following information. So you need to know your logo. So for example, if you have a large logo, a circle logo, maybe a brand icon, make sure you know what you have and where you use them. You also need to include in that your color codes. So if you use certain colors in your business, which you absolutely should do, then you need to know what color codes they are. So what is the hex code for that color? And you need to detail that because you can't just say my brand color is red, for example, because there's so many different shades of red out there. We need to know which shade of red it is that you want to use. So inside that brand guide, you would detail your colors and the hex codes that go alongside those colors. Now, if you've had a brand designed for you, your brand logo or brand designer will be able to give you this information. If you've designed it yourself, you need to do a bit of backwards engineering to work out what your color codes are. Also included in that document, we want to know your fonts. Not every font is created equal, and we need to know what fonts do you use in your social media posts? What fonts do you use in your headlines? What fonts do you use in your paragraph posts or on your website? So that when we're putting things together for you, we can match your fonts as closely or hopefully as accurately as possible. Now, a couple of other things that are important in a brand guide. First of all, it's really helpful for us to know your tone of voice. So how do you talk as your business? Give us some words to describe your tone of voice. To give you an example, I'm going to share with you my own tone of voice. This is part of the brand guide for the Becca Poutney side of my business. And this is what it says. My voice is experienced and supportive, positioning me as a knowledgeable mentor in the wedding industry who understands the challenges of a creative professional transitioning into a business owner. My tone is encouraging and understanding, conveying a sense of empathy for the doubts and insecurities faced by individuals navigating the business aspects of their creative endeavors. I write in a relatable and motivational style using personal anecdotes, conversational approach to guide and inspire creative professionals in building successful wedding businesses. Now, obviously, that's quite an in-depth tone of voice, but that's super helpful if someone is going to write something as me. Also really helpful if I'm talking to an AI tool who's talking as me, because I can tell it, talk as Becca Pountney. This is Becca Pountney's brand voice. Now write me a social media post. It's the same thing as when you're working with us as an agency. We're just the humans doing it, not the robots. Now, of course, you might not want to have something quite as involved in that, but there's some really key words that come out in my brand tone of voice. Things like being supportive, encouraging, understanding, relatable, motivational. What I'm not is stuffy. I don't talk in a really formal manner. However, you might talk very differently to me, and therefore you need to make sure you position to us or to your people you're outsourcing to what that tone of voice includes. You want to include some words to describe how your tone is. And for example, do you swear a lot? Do you not swear at all? Do you talk in quite a formal tone, an informal tone? Do you try and be funny? Do you use emojis? All of these things are really helpful for a person to know when they're doing some work for you. So that's your brand voice. And then the final thing is, it's really helpful for us to know a bit more about your brand. So the three describing words that describe your brand, you know, are you vegan, friendly, fun, and energetic? What are the ways that you could describe your brand to us in just a few simple words that we can take and use to kind of put together your brand aesthetic, your brand sound on social media or in your email sequences? So that's step one, having a really great brand guide. Now, this will take you a little while to pull together, but actually once you've got it, it's really helpful. You can use it for all sorts of things and it's great to have it to hand. Now, I actually cover this in detail in my signature course, The Wedding Pro Business Builder. We do branding and brand guides as a whole module. So if you've been through that program, hopefully you've already got the tools you need to put this together. If you haven't, and this is sounding way too far above you, then you're probably not a place where you need to outsource, but actually maybe you're at a place where you should look into whether you need to take that program. The Wedding Pro Business Builder, I'll put the link to it in the show notes and you can go through that. And I teach you about how to come up with these colors and brand styles and fonts so that you can put together that brand guide and be effective. So that's step one. Do you have a brand guide in your business? And if not, can you put one together so that you've got it ready for when you need to outsource to either someone in your own team, to someone like us at the Wedding Pro Agency, maybe even a brand or website designer. These are all the things they're going to be asking you for. Okay, step two is templates. So if you use graphics, for example, on your social media and you use them regularly, are you using the same one? Are you using a template? Because if you are, it's really easy to hand that over to someone else. So for example, whenever I post on my own Instagram, I have a template for a quote. So if I'm quoting myself or someone else, I have these quote templates. I have the same template. I have it in three or four different colors, all in my brand colors, all with my logo on the bottom. And all I go in and do is change the wording on that template, export it, and upload it to my social posts. Now, if I was to outsource this task to someone, I know I've got all of those four different colors and four different things in one template inside my Canva. All I needed to do is share it as a template link to someone else that's going to work on that. They can then access that and it's all there in one place. I've not got it all messy all over my Canva. So if you are posting and creating graphics for your social accounts, are you using the same kind of template every time? If not, again, aesthetically, brand-wise, it looks much better if you are. It's great to rotate it around the colors so it gives a bit of change. But if you have that, make sure you're using it all as one document on Canva so that if you need to share it with someone who's going to take over your social media, you can share that as a template link, send the link to us, and then we can carry on doing that for you. And it works really effectively. So that's step two. Are you using templates, particularly for your social media? And do you have them in one easily accessible place that can be edited within your Canva? Okay, step three, when you're looking to outsource, one of the best things you can do is to have implemented a password manager. Now, I highly recommend using a password manager anyway. The reason is we know how many different accounts we have to log into online all of the time, and it gets confusing. We can't remember the password, and then we use the same password for everything, which makes everything really insecure. Or maybe we use really basic passwords. Maybe we have them written in a notebook. I don't know how you're looking after your passwords at the moment. But nowadays, we're in 2024. We have so many logins to remember. I highly recommend using a password manager. Now, the password manager I use is called LastPass. I recommend it. It's great. There's a free version of it and there's a premium version of it, but you can do quite a lot with the free version of it. Now, what this does is it basically creates a vault with one very super long password that you do need to remember, and then it remembers all of your passwords. And so if you've got loads and loads of different logins, basically it's a little widget on the top of your Google Chrome or on the top of your browser, and it means that it also fills passwords for you from all your different sites. It also will tell you if your password's been in a data leak or if you've used the same password too many times. It's really great just for anyone, whether you're outsourcing or not. Now, the reason this is really helpful when you are outsourcing is because you can actually share passwords with people without giving them your password. So, for example, you could share your login details to your email account, me and my team, and we don't actually see what the password is. You can just give us approval and then our button will autofill it into that system and it will all be starred out, but it will be your password, so it will let us log in, but we won't actually be able to see the word that you've used as your password. So if you want to keep it all secure, that's a really great way of being able to share login details. You also then can manage access to that password. So if you don't want us to have it anymore, you can cut off the access to that immediately at your end. We haven't got anything written down. You don't have to go and change your password. We just won't be able to copy and paste that password in anymore. Now, the reason I recommend getting this ahead of time is because, number one, it is much better for your own security and your business. We know that increasingly people are getting their accounts hacked, things like LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook accounts getting hacked all of the time. And often it is weak passwords. And also, if you have the same password on everything, then they get access to everything. So this is just going to secure your stuff up even more. But also, quite often when we go to log into people's systems for them so that we can, for example, write you a blog post and log into your WordPress and upload it for you and create it for you as a draft, you don't always know your own passwords. So quite often, it takes you quite a long time to work it out because you're used to just having it open on your browser. You don't have to log in every time. Maybe you can't remember what your password is. So it just makes the whole process a whole lot simpler for you and for whoever you're outsourcing to. So there are lots of other password managers out there. The one I use personally is LastPass. Obviously, Google also has its own inbuilt password manager, but I don't think you can share passwords from there to other people, although if anyone knows different, do let me know, whereas on LastPass you definitely can. So that's step three. Make sure you're using a password manager, so if you're getting people to log into your accounts, they can do it very effectively without you having to actually hand over your passwords. Okay, step four. Now, this is probably the biggest thing when we start working with clients and the thing that ends up taking people the most amount of time. However, this is also the thing that if you start implementing it now, it's going to take you a whole lot less time and it's going to make everything more organized. And that is how you organize your image files. Now, we know that we need images. We need images for our website, for our social posts, for all of these different things in our marketing. And in the wedding business, we often are very lucky that we get a lot of images. So maybe we get sent images from a real wedding. Perhaps we're part of styled shoots and we've got banks and banks of images of them. Maybe we've had our own brand shoot. We've got photos of us and our team. But what we're not very good at quite often is keeping these organized. Now, the first thing we're going to do once we've asked you for your brand document, if we start running your social media accounts for you, is we're going to ask you to upload your images to a Google Drive or to share your Google Drive link with us. Because we cannot post on your social media without images. So if you've got all of that ready to go, you can just share a link with us. It's very not time consuming. However, if you've got images saved on hard drives, on all different computers, on your phone, all over the place, it actually can take you quite a long time to consolidate them. So I'm going to talk to you about a way you can file your images, which is going to massively help if you ever need to outsource, especially at short notice. So first of all, I recommend if you can organize some of these file images on a cloud-based system. So something like Dropbox or Google Drive, because then you can share it with someone outside of your computer. If everything's just saved on your computer, then that's quite difficult for someone to access. However, if it's also on a drive, not only is it backed up, so if something happens to your computer, it's still all there. It's also much easier for a team member or someone who you're outsourcing to go in and grab those images. Now, within those image files, as you go along, it's really helpful if you kind of coordinate your filing system. So the filing system I recommend is that, first of all, you break them down by types of images. So, for example, you could have a styled shoots folder, a real weddings folder, a photos of you folder, and then I would always have a logos folder as well. So for example, you go to your Google Drive, you've got a folder, it's called Real Weddings. Inside of that folder, you would then add a folder for each of your real weddings. Now, I recommend naming the folder the name of the couple whose wedding it is, and also, if you're not the photographer, whoever the photographer was for that wedding. This is information that may be stored in your head, but if you're going to outsource this to someone else, we need that information. When we post an image, we can only credit the photographer, which we need to do, if you've told us who the photographer is. So if you save this information as you go along, it's going to save you a lot of time. So have that image. Maybe it's Becca and Ben's wedding, and then the wedding photographer is Becky Harley Photography. And then inside that file, you add all of the images of that wedding. So now, if you hand me that file to put on your social media, I can say, look at these pictures from the lovely wedding of Becca and Ben captured by Becky Harley Photography. Don't our flowers look amazing? And we've got all that information because you've already saved it in that way in the file. So inside of the file, make sure you're naming the folder within the folder. So you've got folder one is real weddings. Inside that, you create the folder for that particular wedding, Becca and Ben, photographer, Becky Harley Photography. And then inside of that folder is all of the images. You would do the same. So if you've been in styled shoots, have your styled shoot folder. Then inside the styled shoot folder, then have the different shoots that you've been part of. And again, credit, maybe name it, the name of the shoot that you called it at the time, and then put the photographer's details in the folder name. Again, if you've got branding images and you need to credit the photographer, you can do that inside of that photos of me folder. So really thinking about how you do this is really important, because if you can get your images updated as you go along, this is going to be a lot less time consuming than trying to do it all in one go. Because once you've got this system going, you know, next time you get a real wedding or a styled shoot, you know immediately I need to upload that to my styled shoot folder, and I need to change the name of the folder name and make sure all those images are there. Now, going a step further is also really helpful if you add in any notes or things about that shoot or about that couple as you go along. Again, this information otherwise is all stored in your head or in random places all over your computer. So if you upload a styled shoot to the folder, make sure you then put in a Google Doc or something like that into that same folder, which you've copy and pasted all of the suppliers that need crediting every single time, and maybe a couple of lines about the format, the theme of the shoot, that kind of thing. Now, quite often, whoever's organized the shoot will produce something like this for you, and therefore you can just upload that document into the folder with the images. It's the same with the real weddings. So again, if you had a real wedding, someone sends you the photography pictures, the professional photography pictures from that wedding, upload them with the name of the photographer, but maybe have a little Google Doc that you put inside that file with things like the venue where it was at, any little details about the wedding, maybe any other supplies you know that were part of that wedding, so that if someone from the outside goes into that folder to use a photo like that on your social media, you can then take that information, we can see that information, and we can sound more like you. So we can say, we loved doing the flowers for Becca and Ben's wedding at Fannam Hall Hotel in Hertfordshire. It was such a sunny day, and all of their guests loved the bouncy castle. All right, because we can see that information. If you don't give us that information, it's just a picture of two people getting married, and it makes it really challenging for us to make it personalized and sounding like you. So to recap, because I feel like that was a big point that I shared with you, make sure you organize your images and start doing it now. Have them in a cloud-based system that you can share, so something like Google Drive or Dropbox. Have them organized into sections, so you can have, you know, the big section, which is all our photos. Inside of that, maybe real weddings, styled shoots, photos of me. And then within each of those subfolders, have the folders for each couple or each shoot with those photos and also some notes about that. Make sure you're including the name of the photographer in the title of the folder as well, so that's easy for people to get to and everyone is getting the credits they need. Now, not only is this going to help you because it's going to make everything more organized, it's also going to save you a huge amount of time and effort if you do go on to outsource your social media or your marketing to someone, because you can just say, here's the link to my Google Drive. I've shared it with you and you can go in and access every single one of my images. All of the information is already in there. All of the credits are in there. Happy days, off you go. Whereas if you've got to sit down and do that all in one go, it can take a little while. So start doing it now, start doing it little and often, and now add new things as and when they come in. Okay, step five is having clear processes lined out that people can come in and do for you. You will find that there's quite a lot of things in your business that you do over and over again, and you know exactly how to do them. But if someone else comes into your business, it can take quite a long time to explain to people all of the ways to do everything in your business. So if you can find ways to keep a log of some of those tasks that you do regularly now, then if you do go ahead and outsource it to someone, it can be really simple and easy to share the information with them. Now, I actually use a tool for this called Scribe, and you can get it at scribehow.com. It's a free plugin. And again, it works with Google Chrome. I'm not sure what other browsers it works on, but you can try it on your browser as well. And this is a really nifty little plugin for demonstrating things. So what you do is you add it to your browser, Scribehow, and it comes as a little button on your browser. Then what you do is turn it on. So you set it to record, and then you do the task that you're trying to teach someone how to do. So for example, if I was trying to show you how to update a blog post on my website, I would hit the scribe button, I would hit record, and then I personally would go into my website and start making all of the necessary things to update the blog post. Now, what Scribe does when you stop recording is it takes screenshots of each part of the process and AI writes a description of how to do it. So for example, if I've done that, it might say, go to this page, log in, then click on posts, then click on add new, then type in, and it will tell people how to do it. And it's a really fast way of documenting how you do certain things in your business in a really simple way. It then turns it into a PDF that can be saved. So why not think about creating some of these process documents for the things in your business that you do regularly that you might want to get someone else either in your own team or to outsource to do it, so that you can show them very quickly and simply how to do it. Now, you can, of course, record a video, but that takes a whole lot more time and effort. This Scribe plugin is excellent for really showcasing how to do very simple tasks, and it does most of the work for you. Obviously, you need to go in and check that it makes sense, but this is a really good starting place. So why not have a think about creating some of those now, download the plugin, start creating some and testing it out. And if there's certain things you're thinking, oh, I'd love to get someone else to just go in and do this really simple task for me, but I don't have time to explain all of the ways to do it, create a Scribe next time you do the task, save it somewhere, and then you've got it ready to go if someone needs to do that task for you. Now, the final three steps are things that really you should be doing in your business anyway, but I do think can get neglected, especially when we're working on our own, because we just have all the ideas and thoughts going around in our head, and often we make snap decisions on what we're going to do. But in an ideal world, you would have processes in place for doing these final three things. And actually, they're really, really helpful when it comes to outsourcing your work to us as the agency, and it will help us give you the best results. So step six is having a clear plan yourself on what you want to achieve. So quite often people come to us and say, Becca, can you build us a nurture sequence for a wedding show? And my first question is, yes, of course we can. What do you want to achieve? And sometimes people don't know the answer to that. Now, I can obviously talk you through that. That's the benefit of working with me and my team as outsourcing, because I will teach you how to do it and show you how to do it and give you the strategy behind it rather than just going ahead and building the email sequence for you. So there is an element of which we will help you and give you that input. But if you know your clear objective, so if you say to me, Becca, can you build me an email sequence? I want to use it for a wedding fair. I want to send 3 follow-up emails. Each of those emails needs to encourage people to book an appointment on the phone with me. And as part of that, to get people to sign up, I'm going to run a competition on the stand, or I'm going to give away a checklist. Are you able to do that for us? Well, that's a great piece of information. You know your clear objectives. We can go away. I can brief my team. We can build that for you very, very fast and send it back to you for your approval and go ahead. But if you don't know your objectives, that is a harder thing for us to do, because then we're kind of making it up as we go along. And what we think is your objectives, and it might not necessarily be the thing that you want to achieve. So are you clear on your objectives in your business? Are you clear if you want to build a nurture sequence, why you want to build it, what the purpose of that is? Now, you don't need to give us the nitty-gritty details. You don't need to write all the emails for us. But if you have a clear vision and purpose for what you want to achieve, and you tell us that, then we can go ahead and create it for you. It's the same with your social media accounts. Do you have a clear objective of what you're trying to do on your social media accounts? Are you trying to network with other business owners? Are you trying to give lots of tips and advice to attract new followers? Are you just trying to keep a shop window open so that people can see your best work if they're doing their research and it's all about making it look aesthetically pleasing? If you know what your objectives are, it's a lot easier for you to share those with other people and to go ahead and get some of that work outsourced. So have a think. Are you clear on what you want to achieve when it comes to some of these tasks? If you come to us for blogging, do you know why you want to blog? Are you going for certain SEO benefits? Are you just trying to keep your website updated? Is it just because someone told you you should blog and you don't really know what to do? Or have you got a really clear objective that you want to post 12 blog posts over the next year and you want each one of them to focus on a different specific area that you're trying to rank for with keywords? The more information you give us, the better job we can do for you. Okay, step 7 on a similar theme is, do you have a marketing calendar for your whole year? Now, we often know when and where in our business things are going to get more traction. So for example, maybe we know in January is a good time for getting couples who've just got engaged over Christmas. Now, if you have a marketing calendar for the whole year that you hand over to us before we take over your social media accounts, or at least for 6 months, then we can do some really targeted things for you. Now, obviously, we can run generic social posts all through the year based on getting people to know, like, and trust you, entertaining, inspiring, all of those things. However, if you know from your own business insights that lots of people book you 6 months before the wedding for a winter wedding, then we know 6 months before winter, we can be doing some posts about it's not too late to book us for your winter wedding. If you know that Mother's Day, you get loads of traction for some of the offerings you do in your business around Mother's Day, then let us know and then we can make sure we're promoting that. If you have workshops at Christmas you want us to talk about, if you have open days that you're going to, if you have specific events or things that you want to talk about at certain times of year, again, if you have that all laid out in a marketing calendar, we can use that and we can make sure we're creating the content as effectively as possible, hitting your objectives and making sure we're covering off all of those marketing tasks. If you have a focus for different times of the year, different months, different weeks, and you know what we're going to talk about, it's a lot easier for us to plan that content for you and make sure that it's effective. Okay, that brings us then to the final step, step 8. Do you have a good handle on your KPIs? Now, KPI stands for key performance objectives. It's a posh way of basically saying, do you know your numbers? Are you on top of your targets? Now, this is something that I'm really focusing on at the moment in my own business, and I've been encouraging my wedding business owners to do it as well over the last year or so. If you're in the members lounge, Wedding Pro Members Lounge, we have lounge calls every single month where we go through goal setting. We've actually got one coming up this week. And what happens on those calls is we all get on a Zoom call together. I go through our goal setting worksheet that I've put together and we look back over the last month and we look forward. So we look at things like how much your Instagram's grown, how much your email subscriber list's grown. Have you been targeting certain connections this month? How are your sales targets going? How are your inquiry targets going? What things went well? And we do a real deep dive into some of those numbers. And the idea is we do that every month so you can look back on the month before and learn from it. We can look forward and set targets, but also we can start to see patterns emerging by doing that on a regular basis. So I highly recommend you doing that. Why not join us as a member of the Wedding Pro Members Lounge? I'd love to have you. It's only £37 a month and we're accepting new members right now. So come and join us and you can be part of those monthly calls. I've also turned my monthly goal setting sheet into an actual physical workbook that you can buy on Amazon. Just search Becca Poutney on Amazon, you'll find it, and it's undated. So you can do this same exercise on your own in your own time or with us in the members lounge and go through this process. In my own business, I've been setting myself KPI day as the first of the month. So it's now in my calendar. So on the first of the month, I go and note down all of my own KPIs for the month before. So some of the metrics that I will track my business, things visitors I had to my website, how many new email subscribers I've got, how many new Instagram followers, LinkedIn followers, Facebook followers I've got, how much money I bought into the business in the last month, what my costs were in the business on the last month, and I'm tracking these each and every month. Now, I know that you're thinking, well, that's great because I need to do that in my business, but why is this important when it comes to outsourcing, Becca? Well, the reason is because often people think that outsourcing is a miracle worker. And actually, it's not. So when you take on the Wedding Pro Agency, we're there to assist you with your tasks. We're not there to work miracles. We're there to take some of these tasks that you're already doing off your hands and do them in a regular, consistent way. So what you need to know is your own KPIs so that we can make sure that it's getting better or consistent with what you were doing before. So for example, if you see that every month you get on average 5 to 10 Instagram followers, now if we take over your account, you shouldn't suddenly expect now you're going to get 100 new Instagram followers, but actually we should be tracking the same as or above what you were already doing in your business, because we're just taking it off your hands. We're not creating miracles for you. So if you know your numbers, you know your KPIs, and you're tracking them yourself, you can also see that the work we're doing in the agency is tracking along how it should be. You can see if anything has changed or anything needs to be done more of, and you can see how that's having a direct impact on sales. However, if you don't track those numbers and you're just going off gut instinct, it's never really that effective and you won't know what's working and what's not working. So I highly recommend you get involved with me with KPI Day, doing your goal setting. Join us in the Wedding Pro Members Lounge and do it as a group. It's a really fun call where we do that goal setting and also talk with each other and build new connections through networking breakout groups. Or grab that book off Amazon, do it in your own time, but make sure you're doing it on the beginning or towards the end of the month, looking back at that month and looking forward to the next month. And having a good handle on your KPIs will not only show you whether you can afford to outsource, but it will also help you monitor that outsourcing that you do in the future. Okay, I'm going to recap very fast those 8 steps to make sure your business is right ready to be outsourcing. So step 1, have that brand guide ready to go. Step 2, turn your Canva things into templates for social media. Step 3, start using a password manager. Step 4, organize your image files. Step 5, have your clear processes lined out, remembering that Scribe plugin I mentioned. Step 6, know your objectives. Step 7, know your marketing calendar. And step 8, start tracking your metrics every single month. Now, let me just reassure you that if you're thinking, I don't have any of this in place, that's okay. Take it one step at a time. This episode's here. You can go back and re-listen at any point. Take them one step at a time. The idea is that you start implementing some of these things into your business so that you don't have to do them all at the day when you're ready to outsource. Because often people outsource because they're already stretched. And so you don't have loads of time to add all this extra work in. So it ends up harming yourself. Whereas if you do it now and start building on these things, you'll have it ready to go when you need it. However, rest assured, I'm not asking that if you do want to work with us at the agency or anyone else for that matter, you don't have to have all these steps in place now. You can do them. We will walk you through them once you book with us. I'm just giving you this information now to hopefully save you time in the future and to get yourself more organized. If you do at the Wedding Pro Agency, we would absolutely love to help you with your social media scheduling, perhaps building you an email nurture sequence, writing you blog posts, updating your website, or doing any of those other tasks that you just want to get off your hands. If you're interested in that, reach out to me at Becca Poutney on Instagram, drop me an email, or go to the Wedding Pro Agency website page, which I'll link in the show notes below. Get in touch and we can see if we can help you. I hope today's episode has helped you get more organized. Let me know if you implement any of it into your own business, and I'll see you all next time.